Shin Chav Tes Sif Aleph. Kol Pituach Nefesh Doich HaShavit. The Zoras are in the Shulam.
If there's a situation of Pituach Nefesh, even Tafik Pituach Nefesh, one is required to do Malachas on Shabbos in order to save the person's life, even if it's a Tafik Pituach Nefesh. And the one who is quicker is more praiseworthy. Feel enough with Leiker V'chotach Heves V'yosh Tava V'chotach Zul V'yom De Sakona Mechabin Kedei Shlo Yavah. Even though there's a fire in the courtyard next door to this courtyard, and there's a chash by its bed, will be sakona, sick people, children there, they won't be able to run away in time. Then in a chanavi, one should put out the fire as quick as possible. If it's a choyla, if you have a choice of carrying him out or putting out the fire, it's better to put out the fire, because putting out the fire is only a loch Hashem Sikh Lagufa. If you're carrying him, it's just a rabbi, it'll be easier to raise him. If he's sick, he's not a dinner. I know it's assassin. So upon, if there's any chash of danger in life with a fire, you have to be quick to put it out. Sibbeid, and hokum bikoch nefesh achai roiv. We don't go by the majority bikoch nefesh, even if there's only a minority that it's bikoch nefesh, we still are mefakeh. What's the case? I feel like tisha ha'ozim bikoch hokum yisrael echem lechotze. You know that there are 9 goyim and 1 Jew in a courtyard. Uperish echem mehem lechotze acheres and over love shama poyot. One of the guys, you saw somebody leaving it, but you didn't see who it was. Now, something fell on him, and he's in danger. So you're allowed to dig him out. Mefak him, give him shedishin kviyas harishim mokum, ashvinu kemeh sound there. So, since some of them remained in the original place, there's a rule of kavua kemeh sound there. Even though here the person left the kviyas, but since the kviyas is still intact, in respect to the kuach nefesh, we say that we treat this as a suffix and not as a rogue that's a goyim, and you're required to mechal shalit to save his life. But in that Rukulam, they all dispersed. They left the original courtyard, so that we don't have the original kviyas. And then after they all went on their way, one of them happened to go into another chotzer. Then aim mefachim alav shekim shenekir kviyas harishim and koyim amin and kol the poshim ruim posh. Here's a chiddush. We would have said that the kol nefesh, we don't go by the majority. So who cares if kavua, not kavua? We always will be mechal sham to save a potential life of a Jew. No, it's not exactly like that. If they all moved away from the original place, so now in each one we have a role independently that he's a goy. In that case, in a chanami, we will not be mechal Shabbos unless we verify that he's a Jew. Siv Gimel, mi shenofla halav mapoilis. A building collapsed upon him. Safik chai, safik meis. We're not sure if he's alive. Safik usham, safik enosham. Maybe he ran away and he's not even there. We know he was in the building and then suddenly collapsed. So, even though we have 2 svekas, maybe he's not there, and if he's there, maybe he's dead already. You have a suffix of a Jew. Even so, multiple svekas, and they say that there's no need to be Mechal Shabbos, either because he's not alive, he's not there, he's not Jewish. Even so, since there is a chance that he is a Jew, then one is required to Mechal Shabbos to save his life. As long as we know that generally people are here, Jewish people are in this apartment, you don't have to know clearly that they were here at the time of the land.